Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butello.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from happening Paradise Valley, Arizona. Hey. It's happening because we are here now. Excuse me, hold please. I'm not done. All of you 80-year-olds that are listening, that are my neighbors, just kidding. Watch out. There's new kids in town. There's a reason we're here. We have no HOA, so we're going to have some rocking parties.
We're the young whippersnappers.
Yes, we are.
We're the ones who are going to create the noise in this state.
Right? Oh, it's going to be good.
We're the Gatsbys.
Our neighbors are going to wish we had an HOA. I'm just kidding. Paradise Valley Police Department. Yeah, we know. Jack and Jill, we're on it. Just kidding.
Today is Jill Friday, and she's going to talk about how we actually have hot water in this monstrosity of a house, mess of a house that we just bought.
And how we're starting some renovations.
Jill's renovation, I call it.
I'd like to add, too, here's what realistically happened, because this is what happened at the beach. When you call the police department, you might get a voicemail, because they're at our party.
That's true.
That really did happen at the beach.
That's true. Those guys are great.
So just be prepared.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. And if you're on, if you're already a Land Academy member, join us on Discord.
Andrew W. wrote, "Hi, everyone. Question for you. We have a buyer who is interested in one of our properties and he wants to purchase, but he stated they want to meet us, the owners, in person at the property." This is hilarious. "To confirm before purchasing. Has anyone experienced this and know what to say or do? The property's out of state, and if anything, we could make the trip, but wanted to see what others have done in the past. Thanks." Well, one easy way to get out of it right now is play the COVID card. Like, oh, I can't. My wife won't go. Play the double whammy. My wife is not into it. And that. What were you going to say? You're so serious right now.
I've done this. Here's why I'm serious, because this is a serious question.
Okay. I know that. You want me to answer? Because I believe it. I'm having fun, but I want to lighten it up a little bit.
I'm wrecking Jill's time.
And then I can
This is not the first time.
You know what, Andrew? I accurately tell people I'm not there. I've had people say, "Are you going to show me around?" And I've said, I made a joke and I said, "Yeah, I'll leave a key under the mat." And then they didn't quite get it. And I did, it's okay. The right people get it. But there's nothing wrong with that. You don't need to be there. You don't need to show the property. What you have a lot to say. I can tell you're holding back.
I don't have a lot to say.
I'm honest about it.
I have three or four sentences. Mm-hmm. I've done this a handful of times, and every single time it's a mess.
You show up there?
Yeah.
Well, I've never done that.
And here's what this is way early in my career, because we were dying for sales. And I never went to out of state or anything. It was somebody that was local, and they said something like, "Hey, can you just meet us for lunch? We're right down the street at XYZ. Place and we'll bring the paperwork and we'll sign it." And they never sign, and it was always some ridiculous thing.
There was one guy at a college, remember that? That worked out fine.
That was an acquisition.
I know.
So for acquisitions, if you need to meet people, happily.
That's true.
Absolutely, go for that. That's fine.
Yeah, because he was really close by. We're like, we'll just zip over there and, sign it. And we have a notary right here, so it's no big deal.
Yeah.
So that's kind of funny. No, this, for me, it's so funny. This doesn't come up very, very rarely, Andrew. Totally truth. I'm having fun. It's Friday. But really, truthfully, it doesn't come up very often. And if it does, I say, you know what? That would be so cool. I would love to do it, but I'm actually traveling right now. I don't even, if they ask where I am, I'll just say, yeah, I'm in Arizona right now. And I'll just say right now, even though I haven't left in 6 months. I happen to buy property all over the country. I'm not able to get out there for a little bit. I wish I could meet you. That would be great. But in the meantime, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to send a notary. We're going to do this. Do you want to come to your house? And that's really how you handle it. And just get it done. And they go, oh, okay. They asked. And it's fine.
Today's topic, it's Jill Friday. We actually have hot water. And we're starting Jill's house renovation. This is the meat of the show.
Why is it Jill's house renovation? Is it Jill's house?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm on the deed.
No. Let's talk about the numbers. Let me tell you why this is not Jill's house. This was not, because this was like everything we do, this was a numbers situation, or we would not be here. Correct?
Correct.
Thank you. That's everything. And I made a comment about that the other day. I don't remember what show we were doing, but I said, look, once you join Land Academy, you're never going to buy property the same way again, including your primary residence.
Correct? That's for sure.
Thank you. So, and maybe other things, not just property, yeah, but definitely property. You're going to always now know how to buy good property, even whether it's your dream house or a cabin or just for investment purposes like us. So, having said that, we came into this in a, it is a really hot market too. We were looking to invest some money, let's just say that, into a great situation where we could make a profit, obviously. And we happened to be habitating here in the meantime. For how long? I'm not sure. I'm waiting for Stephen to let me know how long I can stay. So that's what's going on. It's cute because the first couple, we were so excited. You know how it is. This is a bigger purchase for us that we haven't done in a long time. And I was just so excited to get in that we moved in without hot water. And we made it for a weekend without hot water. And it, fortunately, it's Arizona and it's 100 out. So the water's not that cold. You can take a cold shower. I did several. So it was funny because I think the team gave this topic because it was so darn funny that the day I got hot water, I'm like telling everybody, we have hot water. It's great now. And now we're starting to do some renovations. Now, do you want to give some numbers?
Or? Yeah, here's. Okay. Well, I can give the history too. We actually bought this property off the MLS, which we never do. Mm-hmm. And the only reason that that was acceptable at all is because we saw the property pricing history and the whole thing. And then on top of that, we made an offer that they accepted. Mm-hmm. You know, the same way that we do with these letters. And I would have offered about the same thing if we sent the letter out. But anyway, mm-hmm, and this is not the only property we made offers on. The rest of them were accepted.
Right.
This property was sold for about $4 million, I think in 07, 08, 09, some number like that, at which time they completely dismantled it and renovated it. They renovated it. These people were serious. They pulled out the stops. Like, price was no object. Grossly increased the square footage. Every single thing that they put into this house was the best thing that you could buy at the time. Home automation and all of it. Fast forward to today, they lost interest in the house probably 10 years after that and moved to a much larger house north of here. These people are not hurting for money. And that's the kind of seller you want for what could be a primary residence. This is not a primary residence, by the way. It's a renovation project for technical purposes. Mm-hmm. And so we bought it for the purchase price was 2.9, but 5 days before we signed the deal, they leased it to a surgeon, local surgeon here, for a tremendous amount of money. Long story short, fast forward 6 months, the lease ran out, so we netted about $150,000 on that over what we were paying from a mortgage standpoint. So we're into it for like $1.75 million. And it's easily worth, why didn't it sell to someone else quickly? Because
it was marketed wrong.
It was marketed grossly. It was marketed ridiculously. The real estate agent can't spell her own name.
Correct.
And there were
changing agencies at the time too.
Just from a decorative standpoint, and this is where Jill's going to knock it out of the park. From a decorative standpoint, everything's top notch here, but it's just outdated. Mm-hmm. And so people in this market, there's so much competition.
Right.
And everybody wants a turnkey house. Just watch 2 episodes of HGTV and see the price difference between a renovated and I don't mean renovated. I don't mean knock walls down and stuff. Mm-hmm. I just mean
updated,
decorated.
Right.
Just need to be decorated. No mm-hmm. infrastructure, nothing.
Right.
So here we are sitting on probably $1.5 million of equity with smiles on our face.
And I'm not done. Yeah, I'm not done. I'm going to make it great. It's going to be really, really cool. Well, I was going to say too, you know, we knew going into it, we even looked at, you know, price. We were talking earlier about this price per square foot. We could walk away now probably and make $1 million not doing it.
We're into this for about $400 a foot, and there's teardowns that are being sold within a mile of here for
$700
a foot. $600 to $700 a foot, where you have to tear the whole house down. So we're feeling pretty, Jill and I are patting each other on our backs for the last couple of weeks.
And it's going to be fun. It's going to be a long process. We're going to live here and kind of live through it as we go back and forth to the beach. So you'll see us not next week. In a couple weeks, you're going to be seeing us pop up at the beach.
Yeah.
Because we're not done there. We're having a great time. This is good. And I'll show some pictures. I should show some pictures. People, I think, want to know. I put a pre-renovation picture of the bathtub the other day on my Facebook page. It's not for the planet, but I'm making notes. So I'll show you before and after. Because at least the girls, we love that stuff.
You know, I'm sure Jill's going to walk us around the house at some point and show before and after and all that. Right now, we don't have... This house is too big to have rational internet connection.
That's funny.
But we're working on that.
That would be cool. That's a good idea. People would love that. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week. You can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Join us next week for another interesting episode. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. That's great, Jack. What does that have to do with buying and selling real estate for us as the listener? Here's what this was and is. It's motivation. This is how this ends if you can effectively buy and sell land. That's what this is. Everybody needs a little motivation.
I love that. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you find our content valuable, and we really appreciate your support. If you haven't already, please zip on over to our YouTube channel, hit the subscribe button, and leave us feedback on the shows that you love.
We are Steve and Jill. Renovating
and proudful to buy an undervalued property.